time now for Radio Theater. We're speaking today with Kate Horvath, the Children's Theater and Education Program Director of the Duluth Playhouse. Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Just fine, thanks. So you've got a production coming up of a book that I said to you on the phone just a few minutes ago, and admit that even though I have a preteen son, my wife and I have had this book for, I think, over 20 years. And it's a hilarious book that many people have talked about over the years. It's a book called The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales, which was written by John Sieska and Lane Smith. Did I say his name right? I'm not sure.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, The Stinky Cheese Man. Now, this play that you're performing, it's a company production by the Duluth Playhouse's Children's Theater Company. Is that correct?
Well, it's our Theater for Young Audiences ensemble. And so this ensemble is comprised of area professional actors who you would recognize from across many of our Northland stages. And they are producing this awesome, hilarious send-up of fairy tales for seats for young audiences. So it's a little different from our standard children's theater fair, which features kids, youth, ages, you know, K through 12, performing for kids. This is a super tight, driven ensemble of seasoned adult performers. And this performance is geared towards a younger, more elementary-aged audience than maybe something like Fame or, you know, any of the other school editions that we've been doing for a middle school or teen audience. So this is really targeted towards those young learners, young families, and the kids are going to love it.
And I assume that the script is not just an adaptation of the title story, but of many of the tales in the book?
Yeah, it covers a full spectrum of characters. And what's really super fun about it is that you get to see, you know, five or six actors rotate through all of these different roles. And so it's so much fun because they're, you know, changing costumes fast and changing props fast. And there's little inside jokes with that theatrical aspect that you, of course, wouldn't get from reading the storybook, but that the kids think is hilarious, like to see someone rip off a mask and put on a hat or do the various shenanigans that it takes to put on the theatrical version of the stories.
A lot of that zaniness, I suppose, works very well on stage. One could, I suppose, go off stage to make that kind of change, but you're right, the onstage antics, I think, are attractive to children.
Yeah, and TYA is noted for its audience interaction, so families can expect an experience when they come to the theater. You know, there's you know, typically the actors interacting with the kids in the audience. They ask them questions, and so it's really, really fun. It's a great first-time theatrical experience. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, 25% of the area youth get their first theater experience at the Duluth Playhouse with our children's theater. And so it's a really great first-time experience for a really young theater goer to come in, to feel engaged, to feel part of the action, and maybe sometimes even get on stage, depending on the show.
Okay. Now, the tales in this book are somewhat familiar to people because they are originally based on original fairy tales, but they're already in the book themselves a bit of a send-up, kind of a parody on some fairy tales.
Yeah, it is absolutely a parody of the first rate. So, you know, I mean, kids as young as 3 and 4 understand the tropes of Disney, right? So they've seen movies, they've been read stories, so they already understand.
That's one of the truest things I've ever heard say on radio, yes, that they understand the tropes of Disney. I think most kids, yes, probably are very well-versed, yeah, in the Disney.
So they get it, and they don't. It doesn't require explanation. Like, why is this funny? We don't have to. We skip that step.
Right. But if they're expecting to see, you know, the Ugly Duckling, they're going to see something a little different, or Little Red Riding Hood, or Rumpelstiltskin, or Cinderella. It's going to be a bit of a twist. So that's probably where they're really going to be surprised and entertained, because it's a new take on the story that they think they know well already.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about that is a perfect example of how theater sparks critical thinking in kids, because they will look at that story and think, that is not the same story. Why? And it can foster a conversation, both at home, but with their peers, with the audience, and potentially with the actors, depending on the show. So, you know, that is a really great example about how something simple and fun sparks critical thinking in kids as, you know, young as 3 and 4. So,
yeah.
So I think it's really fun. And I think, too, it also sparks a lot of interest. We've got our summer camp coming up, and usually when we have TYA, we get a flood of inquiries about how can really young performers start getting involved at the Playhouse which, you know, of course, then cycles back into the many other benefits of participating and seeing live theater. So,
So, but now this is an adult cast of, as you say, seasoned area actors. And but I think that, as you say, your program reaches to both ends of that spectrum when you're casting shows. Some shows are adults, some shows are with the kids. And I suppose the summer program that's coming up, will that benefit from this play? Will it attract more children to want to participate in your upcoming children's theater activities?
Yeah, absolutely. Because many of our teaching staff who lead our week-long summer camp programs, who direct in our season, or who teach our yearly classes, are actually members of the ensemble. So it's pretty fun if you're in a 5- and 6-year-old acting class that the loose playhouse to come and see your teacher be in the Stinky Cheese Man. That's amazing. Mm. And that's a huge benefit of the tight-knit nature of our theatrical community, is that, you know, our artists are working, and they're also giving back to that next generation of young performer.
You know, it's interesting. I think, you know, kids, when they sit in a classroom throughout the school year, they watch their teachers teaching them math. They watch their teachers explaining science or history or whatever to them, or counting or addition, or whatever you want. But to actually see your teacher, who's been explaining to you the ideas of theater, give that example in real practice, that's a really valuable lesson.
Yeah, the modeling that takes place within our program, that's just part of acting, is a really powerful teaching tool for a variety of different things. Like this summer, for example, we're doing a summer camp called The White Rose, which is based on the real-life student resistance to the Nazis during World War II. And so we are, you know, we're layering. While the students are enacting, they'll also be researching, learning about history, learning about these real-life heroes that were, you know, students. And taking action and you know, working towards justice. So it's really cool. Like, you know, that is a really cool conversation. We could have a whole other radio theater discussion about. Mm-hmm. But you know, from you know, those very young ages, that introduces concepts of how to make learning come alive for young learners, and
yes,
also covers the full spectrum of learning styles. From, if you're an auditory learner, you're a visual learner, theater does all of that for you. It's an incredible teaching tool. And all of our wonderful teachers are actors. Don't let them fool you. So anybody who's leading a classroom knows the ropes. So,
yes.
And I applaud them.
That's an excellent point. I don't mean to disparage school teachers for not being inspiring by giving an example.
No.
But it's a very good point. They do have to be actors in the classroom. They have to sort of bring education alive and inspire the 30 kids sitting in front of them. So that's a good point. This show opens tomorrow. It runs for the next couple of weekends.
Yeah, and it's in our underground theater, which is in the downstairs of the depot on the train museum level.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really intimate, fun experience. We had sold out school matinees yesterday. It was an absolute blast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check the website for ticketing details, and we hope to see you at the show.
Fantastic. Kate, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Kate Horvath is the Children's Theater and Education Program Director of the Duluth Playhouse, and she talks with us today about education through theater on radio theater. Radio Theater in KMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.